I think, you know, the offense was the big talk before the season, that they made some nice additions to the offense, and that they were going to be great. The offense has been spotty, but what about everything else, starting off with their ace, Roy Oswalt?
I'm not too worried about Roy, actually. If you look at, you know, his numbers, he's still only given up one home run in 12 innings. He's only given up two walks. He's given up a lot of hits, but I think that's going to turn around. It's just kind of a luck deal.
Yeah.
713-439-1560. Go ahead, Ron.
You know, I'm kind of with you. As far as Roy, I mean, it's, I guess you got to be, if you want the Astros to be good this year, you got to be like, okay, Roy's going to get it figured out. My question is, the offense, obviously we're now going to be missing maybe first base, third base, second base with injuries. What do you think that's going to, what kind of effect do you think that's going to have on the team? I mean, I know Berkman and Wigginton are listed as day-to-day, but both of them got injured yesterday.
Right. The last I heard is they're still waiting to see whether or not to put Wigginton on the DL. I think you can make up for his loss, especially with Matsui coming back here in a couple of days. If they're without Berkman, you know, Erstad is nowhere near Berkman, and so that'll be a problem. But hopefully it'll only be a day or two.
But the beauty of it, though, is that this team has added some bats where if you didn't have Lance Berkman in the lineup for a couple of games, you would struggle. But even on their bench, a guy like Jose Cruz Jr., you know, Darren Erstad, I mean, they've added some guns to where you're still protected around the plate. And I know that Michael Bourne hasn't really been hitting the ball, but when he does get on base, you have a great opportunity to score.
Oh, absolutely. And really, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about batting average through six games. I mean, I love people, you know, after one game, oh, the season's over, it's just all done. I mean, you have to kind of wait these things out. I think you really have to be pleased with what Bourne's done in center field. He's already got two outfield assists, and he's had several good catches already, which has got to be a great confidence boost for the pitchers.
Now, you know, when people are saying the season's over, blah, 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 that's obviously ridiculous. But at the same time, it is, you know, more of a reality after what we saw in spring training, and that this team is really not that good. They may have a chance to win, but they're really not. I mean, unless they add another pitcher, I would assume. I mean, what is this team missing other than the obvious?
Oh, I think it's just the obvious is what they're missing. When you take a look at it, I mean, you're really casting your lot, and I think most teams are doing this in the bullpen these days. But the sixth through eighth inning, I mean, you're casting your lot these days with just whatever on the scrap heap. And so you're looking at guys like Brochel, looking at guys like Geary, and if they pitch well, you're going to do well. If they don't, you won't. And so really, I'm not too concerned at this point because you really don't know what you're facing yet. You don't know how good the Padres are going to be. You don't know how good the Cubs are going to be. If they turn out to be juggernauts, then we won't look back on this week, you know, with any bad feelings. But, you know, if Chicago turns out to be Chicago, like they normally are, then you're going to look back and say, geez, you know, we really missed out on an opportunity.
Yeah, it's looking like, yeah, as far as hitting goes, I mean, it's no option, but it has to come around. And San Diego wasn't a bad team last year. And obviously most experts predict the Cubs to end up, you know, winning the Central. Obviously, St. Louis is doing pretty well right now. Do you see it all depending on the Astros, or do you think the Central would happen to be down again, so hopefully that can be in the mix? Because obviously Milwaukee's getting stuff going. Because the thing is, I don't think the wild card is really going to be an option. I think we're going to have to win the Central.
Right. I think it's a little bit of both. I think the Astros are going to have to do well, but for them to do well, that means they're going to win, you know, between 85 and 90 games. If somebody in this division, I think Milwaukee's probably the most likely candidate, if they go out 90-plus, we're just not going to catch that.
Yeah,
Here is 713-439-1560, the email gametime at 1560thegame.com. We are checking astrosdaily.com for your comments and commentary and questions for Scott Barzilla, who does a wonderful job of covering the team. Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, Dave, and Scott, before you got on, Dave was thinking that 74 was the 74.5 Vegas, and, I mean, regardless of what we've seen, I mean, if they turn around and pitching comes through, if someone jumps up and gets 90 out the Central, it's probably done for the Astros.
Right, I think so too.
Yeah, it's tough because I mean, it's going to be a great atmosphere out there on Monday. Opening day baseball, regardless of if you have a rooting interest for the Astros or anything like that, is a great experience. I think, though, this year, more than any, the offense is going to really, really have to use the home field advantage. And when I say advantage, just outscore the other team more than ever, because if pitching goes and if Michael Bourne happens not to get on base and we play a little, I mean, Astros play a little small ball, it's going to be tough to put up runs, especially on the road in these big pitcher parks.
I think that's true, and I think what you're really looking for is you're looking for players who, you know, you didn't expect to play well, and that's what, you know, most teams are looking for this time of year. I mean, you're looking for J.R. Tolles, you know, to put up bigger numbers than you'd expect. You're looking for maybe Matsui to put up bigger numbers than what you'd expect, and you're also looking for Bourne to get on base. It's just, you know, players like that have to step up and play bigger than what you think they would.
That is correct. Hey, 713-439-1560. I want to get into you real quick. There's a couple things on the website that I want to address, but also, we got an email earlier in the week about trends. What are some of the trends you're seeing overall? Just hit some of the pitching trends, some of the fielding trends, and some of the scoring trends.
Well, I think what's happening with pitching is usually lagged behind hitting in terms of analysis, and what we have recently is more of an understanding of how we can predict future pitching performance. And what we found is that ERA is not the best statistic to do that. I think the biggest case, I think, in the Astros this year's Doug Brocale. Doug Brocale came in with a 3 ERA in San Diego, but that's a pitcher's park, and, you know, his stats would predict, you know, actually somewhere in the fours. And so you're taking a look from that standpoint. So teams are getting smarter about picking up pitching and looking from pitching from that standpoint. So I think we're going to see run scoring, you know, move down and actually not be as much of an issue.
The schedule.
713-439-1560. I'm just jumping in there because there's a little bit of a delay on my end. Sorry, guys.
No problem. Schedule, St. Louis, after Chicago today, St. Louis and Florida at home. How important do you think this initial homestand is? Because you don't want to get too far behind too early.
I think so. I think you have to beat the Marlins. I mean, you have to take a look at your schedule, and you have to point out teams that are obviously bottom-feeding teams, and you have to beat those teams to really stay in the race. I mean, with teams like the Cubs and the Brewers and the Padres, you know, when you split with them, you know, that's okay, but you have to take care of business. You know, if you look, you know, across town at the Rockets, the reason they're at where they're at is that they're beating the bottom-feeding teams. And you can say, well, sure, they're beating the bottom-feeding teams, but that's what you have to do.
Hey, let's go to the message boards now, and we've got a frequent contributor to the show that always has got good takes, and let's go to it right now. And our boy, I'm sorry, my computer's freezing, Ryan Ed's got a couple of questions out there, and his first one, he says, it's a bit lengthy, so I'll try to wrap it up for you, but even though he knows the Astros were playing 7 tough road games to start 2008, which, by the way, guys, that is not the way you want to start off a season, especially since the Astros have gotten used to starting off at home over the last, 7, 8 years. They're usually at home. I'm still feeling a little disappointed and discouraged with the fact that the Astros are going to be coming home with a losing record. And I was wondering if Scott could give me some encouraging words on why the Astros might be able to become a winning team this season. Ryan, Ed, and the rest of the world would like to get your encouraging thoughts.
Well, I think you really have to be encouraged with the first run through the rotation. I mean, potentially the worst starter in the bunch was Oswald, and, you know, he's the one we have the most confidence in overall. Particularly, Chacon worked out pretty well. Backe worked well, and Sampson worked well. And so I think you have to be encouraged with that, because if they can produce that throughout the season, then, you know, this could be a really good year.
Now, is it the fact that, you know, it looks like most of the guys have had, when I'm talking about the pitching stuff, most of the guys have had one moment that has been bad, but overall they've pitched well. And you can almost say that about Roy. Now, Roy's had a couple of bad innings, there's no doubt about it, but when you look at what Wandy did, when you look at what Sean Chacon did, they had one inning where they gave up some offense, but for the most part they looked okay.
I think that's really, and when you look at, and when you watch the great pitchers pitch, I think that's the big difference between them. I mean, even guys like, you know, like Clemens and Pettit, back when they were pitching, you know, they would have that one inning. The difference is they would give up one run versus the guys that are not so good giving up that three or four.
Yeah. Tonight, or should I say today, going up against a pretty good pitcher. I don't know if we've heard of him. Carlos Zambrano. Brandon Backe coming out. Did you like what you saw from Backe? And do you think that, because, me and Nuno both at times thought, When the Astros are going to win games, those high-scoring games, those are ones that the Astros need to go ahead and say we're going to win those. And then if you can get about 50% of those 4-3 games, like the second one they got, you know, you're going to be fine with it. What do you think about today's pitching matchup?
Well, I mean, Zambrano owns the Astros. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I think if you eke out a win today, I mean, you got to come home feeling good. I mean, even though it's 3-4, I mean, you've played two tough opponents, and you've almost played 500 ball, which, you know, usually teams on the road, they say if we can play 500 ball and win most of our games at home, then we're a playoff team. So, I mean, you have to feel good. And Backe's going to have to show up and pitch really well against Zambrano. But, you know, he's shown that he can do that. I think the key with him is just not trying to nibble too much. He throws an awful lot of pitches and wastes an awful lot of effort trying to hit the corners. He's going to have to trust his stuff and just, you know, go out and throw strikes, and then he'll be okay.
Astro fans, where are you at? Call us up, 713-439-1560 with Scott Brazil of AstrosDaily.com. Hey, Ryan had another question that I don't really have an answer for. I got to give it some thought, so I may answer it towards the end of the show, but I think you took a stab at it on the message boards. And this is for you too, Rodney. It's for the entire board. Dell, if you want to chime in on this. If you could sum up opening week for the Astros with a song of your choice, well, this is a poetic question, which song would you pick? For example, I'd have to say it's, now, I don't know how to pronounce this correctly, but Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
Hit me with your best shot. That's me.
Maybe Anticipation.
How about 99 Problems?
But
yeah, there you go.
Just 99 Problems. Just 99 Problems. We're not talking about the other part of the song, just 99 Problems. Now, they haven't looked bad. Again, let's sum it up. I think there's some encouraging signs out there. And, Scott, if you want to address some of that. But the most encouraging thing I've seen is, you know, this team is going to play different than they played last year. Once they, you know, Roy's going to get a couple wins. There's no doubt about it. They had a tough, tough start to the season. You go to San Diego, you take on that pitching staff. I mean, and you beat down a Greg Maddux, but you struggle against a Jake Peavy. And, you know, that's okay. It's not that big of a deal when you go against those kind of cats.
Well, I think when you look at if you look at what's encouraging, and if you look at baseball, you know, it's an entertainment business. We're on pace to steal 210 bases this year. I mean, we all know that that's not going to happen. But, you know, getting to 100 or 150 steals is certainly within the mark. And we've hit, you know, one home run per game, which is 160 home runs. I mean, you look at what fans love. They love watching the running game. They love watching home runs. This team's going to be fun to watch.
All righty. That's Scott Barzilla of AstrosDaily.com. Thanks so much for your words today, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Scott Barzilla, AstrosDaily.com. Go check out that website. It's a great place to vent about your Astros, learn about your Astros, talk about your Astros, you name it. They do a wonderful job there. Bob Hulsey is really a great guy out there, and Scott Brazil does a wonderful job as well. 713-439-1560 is the number. We've got an open forum coming up. We've got Fife Dickey of A Tribe Called Quest coming in at 11:30, going to give us his breakdown of the Final Four, plus a little Rocket Talk with him as well. Give us a shout, 713-439-1560. It's game time.
Houston.